Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting Democratic voters are casting ballots in the South Carolina presidential primary. Voters are choosing between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Columbia, South Carolina, voter Misty Snow said she was voting for Clinton.
Here to vote for Hillary. Hillary was the best choice for me. Personally, it was between her and Bernie, and I believe Hillary's experience speaks for her.
Another Columbia voter, Sherman Goodwin, said he had too many doubts about Mrs. Clinton and then voted for Sanders.
Sanders, because Hillary is polarizing. She hadn't been showing herself, to be honest. Just a Clinton history.
The polls are set to close in just under 1 hour, and Clinton is widely expected to be announced the winner a short time later. The former Secretary of State has won caucuses in Iowa and Nevada, while Sanders took the New Hampshire primary. This is the final contest before next week's crucial Super Tuesday vote, when more than 1,000 delegates for the Democratic presidential nomination will be awarded. Early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for reformist and moderate candidates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. The influential body monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and could choose the next Supreme Leader. Iran's official media on Saturday quoted Rouhani as saying that the election has given the government more credibility and more clout. This is the first ballot since Iran reached a nuclear deal with six world powers. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber attacked Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. The Afghan Defense Ministry said two soldiers were among the dead. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The attack followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that the insurgent group carried out the Kabul attack. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, although there have been some incidents of violence. State media reported a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamiya, that is, in Hama province. Two soldiers died in the attack. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Friday, Damascus time. In his weekly media address, President Obama said that changing the situation in Syria is crucial to defeating the Islamic State.
This remains a difficult fight, and the situation in Syria and Iraq is incredibly complex. ISIL's entrenched, including in urban areas. It uses innocent civilians as human shields.
The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn across the area. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. And authorities in Somalia say that the death toll from two explosions near a Mogadishu hotel late Friday has risen to 25 people. A hospital spokesman told VOA that 8 of the 34 people admitted to its facility died of serious wounds sustained in the blasts. 3 more bodies were pulled out from houses damaged by the massive car bombs near the SYL hotel. Nearly 60 other people were wounded in the attack, in which gunmen also forced their way onto the hotel grounds and traded fire with security guards. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.